This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Air conditioning's nothing less than a necessity in the Texas heat, but it can also make for health-related problems if you're not careful. In this edition of Vital Signs, Dr. Gilberto Salazar, an emergency medicine physician at Parkland Hospital and an associate professor of emergency medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center, told me these problems can begin with your air filters.
Think about the amount of bacteria, pollens, viruses that can collect over time. And if we don't do a good job of maintaining our air conditioning system, our ducts, changing our filters, then all of those harmful pathogens can get into our airways.
How often should those things be checked?
I tell my patients every 3 months is more than okay. But if you live in a household where you rarely use air conditioning, you can stretch that out to every 6 months, even a year.
Yeah, but this is North Texas. That's not the case for most people.
That's exactly right. And that's why I tell patients all the time, you may want to consider getting those filters changed more often, especially if you're having symptoms.
How important is it to check or clean out those air conditioning ducts?
The air coming into your system from your house before it goes through the filter, it's bringing up all that dust, pet fur, etc. Sometimes those filters have a hard time filtering that. If the filter is not doing a good job, well, that's going to go out into air that's recycled into their home, and it can make you sick. So I am a big fan of having those systems maintained, and that includes cleaning of the ducts by a professional.
Dry air can be a problem with air conditioning.
Fresh air has some degree of moisture in it. Air conditioning really doesn't. Nasal irritation, throat irritation, dry eyes are some of the more common things that we see with exposure to air conditioning.
So what could you do maybe to restore that balance then?
At night, that's when you seem to be consuming the majority of your air conditioning on a continuous basis. And so I keep a humidifier, and that's really helped me with irritation of the passages, and I recommend it to my patients.
Can air conditioning be a problem, let's say, for people with respiratory conditions?
It definitely can. There are certain bacteria that can live in cooling systems of air conditioning, making patients with lung conditions more vulnerable to some of these infections. There's one in particular called Legionnaire's disease. It's a specific type of bacteria that can live in the cooling systems. You can still see that in air conditioning systems that are not well maintained.
So what do you do about that?
Maintenance of units is the way to go. Very hard to prevent. You know, so outbreaks in hotels, et cetera, you go to a convention and you have no control over the air conditioning maintenance. So what I tell folks with medical conditions, especially lung conditions, is always be aware of where you're going. Ask questions about the filtration systems, the air conditioner, and take precautionary steps. Always bring your rescue medications if prescribed.
What is sick building syndrome, and is there any reason to worry about that with modern-day air conditioning?
It's a group of certain diseases and conditions of the air conditioning system that can take place from poor maintenance. Even well-cared maintenance for air conditioners can lead to sick building syndrome, and mostly dealing with funguses, et cetera, buildup of mold. I tell folks that having regular maintenance of your air conditioning system can prevent this.
So then if a person walks up to you and says, give me some tips for maintaining my health in an air-conditioned environment.
Number one, just like you take care of your health of your air conditioning system is absolutely paramount. Number two, changing your filters on a frequent basis. Things like carpeting retain a lot of dust, fur, and so you want to take care of your carpets as well. Number three, avoidance of tobacco in the home is important for our health. And if you have a history of tobacco use, then air conditioning, some of those bacteria pathogens are more likely to affect you as a patient.
Do you ever see people in the ER as a result of problems related to air conditioning?
I certainly see a lot of folks with lung problems that all of a sudden will have a worsening of their conditioning, and we really don't know why. You know, sometimes I'm able to pinpoint why they got sick. Well, you know, perhaps they had a bit of a cold earlier and that's why their lung problems got worse. But sometimes we don't, and I'm beginning to wonder now, is it because of poorly maintained air conditioning systems?
Dr. Salazar, thank you for being with me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.